This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little extra for you, and a little extra for her, and a little extra for him. It's extra day here on Good Day. It's Thursday already. Can you believe it? The 10th. We're one-third of the way through the month of July.
Already?
Stop that. 24. Stop what? I'm dealing in facts.
Because your life is moving faster than the rest of ours doesn't mean you have to keep...
Why is my life moving faster than
along.
Yours?
Because you're like so amazed. Oh, my goodness. Look at
it's
this.
It's time, Richie. Time is of the essence. We are not here to waste.
Can't
but remember...
It.
Anybody's time.
My reality and time is different than your reality and time.
Really? According to whom?
You tell me this all the time.
Really? Uh-huh. You're now believing what I tell you? When did that start?
Only when it's convenient for me.
Yeah. Ken Kessler and his laugh in the air. Kenny and Jennifer provide the laugh, the thought, the provocation. Richie's the provoker. They're not really. Jennifer, once in a while, is the provoker, but not often. And Kenny, too, I suppose. I'm supposed to be the provoker in chief. So let's get at it. In a matter of moments, we're going to meet Dr. Alita Eck, who is running for Congress. She also has some strong feelings about the Hobby Lobby ruling. And an interesting character to introduce you to. That's what we like, is interesting characters here on Good Day. If you're interesting, you participate with us as well. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. I keep seeing the Queen of Cheap deals in here, but I don't hear the Queen of Cheap.
Cheap, cheap.
Cheap, cheap. We have them posted. She's done her homework. Roberta Fasanelli has done homework and posting things for you to keep up with cheap ways. But cheap, I don't like that word. She likes it. Inexpensive ways of dealing with problems in your life. Ways for you to save money.
The slum lordess is in Rhode Island right now.
Is he really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, things that are happening today. Sports news. There are a couple of World Cup fan, according to a story at DougStefan.com, was cheering on her team a week or two ago when her photo went viral. And the folks at L'Oreal saw it and have now offered her a modeling contract. I don't know if that's sports news. Is that sports news?
Really? I will tell you, there's not a lot of ugly fans in the soccer world.
We were talking about the soccer stars and the ladies that hang around with them. So what about women who are soccer stars? Do they get good-looking men? There are women playing soccer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Was it Brandy Chastain?
See, why is it that we continue to focus? See, this is how sexist we are. We continue to focus on things like the men and their girlfriends. But what about the girlfriends who are soccer players who are...
and their hot piece of meat husband?
Right, yeah. If that's what they are, thank you for that, Jennifer.
This girl definitely deserves to be a L'Oreal model.
Well, what's the story? About the, you're Richie.
She's hot.
You're off. No, but she's not. She's just a fan. I'm talking about the players. The women who play soccer. We don't see headlines across the news media about the men that they're hanging around with, but you see a lot of headlines about the women that are hanging around with the soccer players because of all of the focus on the World Cup. Okay, let's dig into their lives. Let's look at the men and see who they're hanging around. Where are the women? Why aren't they focused? This is a sexist. We're a bunch of sexists.
In tennis and golf, you...
When did this start for you?
Which?
This whole sexist kick.
Oh, when I was young. I've never...
The time I've known you, it's gotten hotter.
Well, because I think that we spend so much time separating ourselves, using reasons. I don't care whether Hillary Clinton is a woman or a man, if she's a good candidate for president. I don't care if she's black or white, if she's a good... We voted... How many people who are black voted for Barack Obama because he's black?
A lot of them, I'm sure.
Right. And he's a horrible president. But they didn't vote for him because he was good or bad. They just voted for him because of the color of his skin. Let's have a black president. Okay, fine.
And how many people voted for Mitt Romney just because he's white?
Yeah, right.
A lot.
Because they don't like black people. Yeah. Yeah. There's all of that going on. All right, anyway. I'm off.
How many people voted for Hillary Clinton because she's a woman?
Would you like to say her name again?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Because she's a woman.
Oh, a lot of people.
A lot.
Absolutely.
People, yep. You just, you identify with your, whatever it is, your sex, mm-hmm. your race, whatever. And
so how many people are going to vote for Dr. Alita Eck because she's a woman? She's running for Congress. We think she has, she's got a lot of credentials. So let's find out who.
I think she's running against a woman, though.
Oh, really?
So they won't be able, won't be able to use that.
No.
Well, who's more of the woman, though?
Right.
Who's more of a woman? Right. It's time for Gary Puckett and that song, Woman, Woman, Richie.
There's the shiny penny. I remember the song from 1966, right. Moment of the Hour.
It was 1967, but who's looking back that far? All right, Dr. Alita Eck joins us here on Good Day for a conversation, because that's what we're all about.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Find more of what you need for summer entertaining, like Lipton iced tea, Doritos, and Nestle drumsticks, all at amazing savings. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing that fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in his neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I are happy to welcome Dr. Alita Eck to the program. She's a graduate of Rutgers College of Pharmacy. She also went to St. Louis School of Medicine. Studied internal medicine at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Been in private practice with her husband. Now, this is interesting. How do you and your husband get along in terms of the practice, Dr. Eck?
Oh, that's worked out just fine. We actually went to medical school together.
Did you? So was it love?
Yeah.
Was it love at first autopsy? What was the...
We were in pharmacy school together,
yeah.
And then we had 5 children, so we really got along.
Yeah, that's very cool. Nice. Very nice. Okay.
So all those biology lessons sunk in.
So you're running for Congress. Why?
Oh, that's really a good question. The reason I'm running is that the Affordable Care Act is already hurting people. It was before it was enacted, as people were already being downsized from 37 to 29 and a half hours that didn't want to. They were minimum wage jobs. I run a free clinic with no cost to the taxpayers, and I just meet people there who are just really struggling. And I found that the Affordable Care Act will double rows of Medicaid in New Jersey, and people who are on Medicaid can't find a doctor. So who in the world would have crafted a law like that?
Somebody didn't know what they were doing.
People who are not doctors.
Yeah, people who are not doctors. There was not any, there wasn't one doctor, one practicing medical practitioner that had anything to do with the crafting of that bill. Not one.
Absolutely.
It was an insurance, well, because it was an insurance bill anyway. It wasn't,
yeah.
It's not, it wasn't aimed at health care. It was aimed at giving or having people get access to health care. But what's happened, and these people refuse to admit it, is that it is basically the, sowing the seeds for the ruination of whatever good coverage people had on their own. So it's fine to help those who don't have, but if you have it, leave it alone. Nah, they can't do that because these people are all about control. So anyway, that's
you
my
got
tip.
It. You well, got it. That's exactly it. And it's not even access to health care. It's access to a little a card, a plastic card.
Yeah.
It's like giving your, giving people a vending, a card with no vending machines or a ATM.
Yeah.
With no vending
or no money in the ATM
money.
Machine.
Yeah. You can't
so,
get it.
Dr. Eck, what do you plan to do about it? What would you like to see done?
I think that health care should be divided into three parts. The first part is you just pay directly for the smaller medical events, just like you pay for the things that happen to your car. That's a good analogy because it's about the same price range. So that's, and you eliminate the third party, you lower the cost of everything. Second is high deductible insurance, the way it used to be, which is called, they used to call it major medical.
Right.
And so then 8% of us ought to access our insurance every year. That's it.
8% of us are using insurance. Everybody else is paying as they go.
Yeah, because
so
only 8% go over $5,000.
Right.
Right.
So something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
only
I remember
8% of us use major medical coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And so if you buy that, then the insurance companies lose the grip on the people and the practice of medicine, and they're just concentrated now on keeping the cost of the high-ticket items lower. Now, that makes sense.
What's the third part of the plan?
Real charity. And non-government charity would be where churches and civic groups set up non-government free clinics, which American people are really very generous. This would work. Here's how it would work. And the people who are poor would just find there's a place to go when you have no money and no resources to get your care and you're sick. And the way we would like to see this happen is just protect doctors who volunteer in a place like that. So say 4 hours a week, which is substantial. And we have a law crafted in New Jersey where a doctor who donates 4 hours a week would get medical malpractice coverage for their private practice provided by the state.
Mm. What an interesting
I
idea.
I love you.
All right, yeah, you got my vote. Who
I
are you,
love you.
You're running against somebody who is wants to stay. Who are you running against?
No, I actually got into this race in about December, and it was a 14-year Democratic, very, very progressive incumbent named Rush Holt. And in February, he decided he's not going to run again.
Oh, so you're going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to win.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, I like that.
That's no shake up there. So, well, that's good.
Well,
nice
I have an incumbent who's been in government for a very long time in the state of New Jersey, and of course New Jersey's been driven into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of the states that's the superlative of negatives, with the worst and this and that and everything else.
Massachusetts,
so why would people want her?
Yeah, Massachusetts and California coming close. All right, we're going to talk again. Thank you. Nice to chat with you, Dr. Alita Eck, here on Good Day.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Milestones on Good Day. Alan O'Day was a big songwriter, and he decided he'd try his hand at recording one of his own songs. Crank it up, Richie. Sweet afterglow. I'm giving up my heart to you now, angel. Just as an example of what he had written for others, he wrote Angie Baby for Helen Reddy, which became a number one song. He wrote Rock and Roll Heaven for the Righteous Bros. That became a number one song. And on this date in 1977, this song became number one. Alan O'Day sings his own song, Undercover Angel. Crank it up, Richie. That's a good story. All right, Musical Milestones continues here on Good Day. Next in the line, what do we have next, Rich? Which one? Here, I made... Blasting through your speaker.
That's right.
This song... It wasn't a song. It's an instrumental. In the era when there were... true instrumental hits. There are no instrumental hits now, are there? Name one instrumental hit in the last
instrumental
years.
Hit?
Yeah, not many.
No.
Chariots of Fire is the last one I can think of.
Right, and that's 26, 30 years ago, yeah. So this tune came about as a result of the Telstar communication satellite being launched from Cape Canaveral on this date in 1962. Telstar ushered in a new age of communication, helped with phone connections, TV distribution. This first time a picture transmission went from Europe to America back and forth. Signals were picked up by a 38-ton antenna up in Maine. So this tune by the Tornadoes, an English surf rock group, made it to number one, stayed there for 3 weeks. Of course, it had a little The voices in the background. La, 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 la.
Like a surf version of Star Trek.
Yeah, you do realize it's an instrumental, right?
Wait, tell me to be quiet.
No, I'm just happy if you realize.
All right, this is not an instrumental. Number one rock intro in the history of rock and roll. The Stones went number one this day in 1965 with Satisfaction. Don't get none of that anymore.
That Keith wrote when he fell out of bed at night.
I think that was called "I Can't Get No Traction."
Is it, Kenny? I don't remember.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Is it?
He had that riff.
Yeah.
Can't
get no.
He fell out of bed, and the riff was in his head when he was sleeping or when he woke up or something like that.
Yeah.
And got up and recorded it. And then went back to bed and finished the next day.
Finish off the last 10 seconds by going back to the intro, please. Number one for 4 weeks, by the way, the Stones. Number one with this 4 weeks in a row. You're not going to play the beginning of it?
Yeah.
Man, I can't hear this enough. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, much as with humans, too many calories and a lack of exercise can spell trouble for our pets. Unfortunately, it appears many people have a difficult time acknowledging that their dog or cat is overweight. According to a nationwide survey, while only 22% of guardians surveyed believe their dog is overweight, the Association for Pet Obesity reports that a staggering 53% of dogs are actually overweight or obese. This perception gap may be a key factor in what they consider to be an epidemic in pet obesity. I've been seeing it for years and years and years. You know, pet obesity affects our pets the same way as being obese affects people. Arthritis, diabetes, joint problems, and many other problems as well. That's why it's really critical. You know, pets don't gain weight by themselves unless there's something medically wrong. We're in charge of their feeding. So if your pet is overweight, chances are you're feeding him too many calories and he's not getting enough exercise. Try several small meals throughout the day, a little pet aerobics, and you'll both be in good shape in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I was talking to you, but my microphone wasn't on for some reason. I apologize for that.
You know, I really enjoy it when you turn your microphone off and talk to me.
I know, yeah. It's wonderful.
Easier for all of us.
It's really a wonderful conversation.
When you don't want to hear me, you just shut my microphone off there.
I can do that, too.
Richie's at the controls in our main studio at our originating network, Radio America. But we have a broadcast going all over the place. Something new and different for you to be aware of. If you want to listen live or get the podcast, visit us on TuneIn.com. Click on the TuneIn button at the GoodDayShow.com or DougStefan.com location. Also, RadioAmerica.org, right?
Yeah, we have to still post the TuneIn button on DougStefan.com, but we'll get that up there. You can still go to TuneIn and find us, though.
All right. Later on this half hour, Jennifer is going to check a lot of television news. The announcement of the Emmy nominations will be today, right?
Yes.
So why is that important to primetime Emmy Awards? That's the
big thing,
right?
It's kind of the light at the end of the summer tunnel. Once the Emmy nominations are out, you know that fall TV season's right around the corner.
Yeah. So speaking of television, you want to do the Oprah Winfrey, Jerry Sandusky thing when you do your television report?
Sure. Yes, I'll handle that.
You'll handle that?
I'll handle that.
Yeah,
you'll
handle that. 80% of people with mental illness are unemployed.
That's not true. I'm right here.
Thank you, Rich. You represent one-fifth of the population.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I wonder how these numbers get put together. If you didn't know, according to stories out today, 80% of people who are mentally incompetent, unemployed.
What does mentally incompetent mean?
Well, I think that's where sort of I'm going with all of this. There are a lot of us who are mentally incompetent. I'm not good at certain things in my mind.
We just had a story the other day about very successful, brilliant people who are autistic.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, famous actors and actors. Dan Aykroyd and
Okay, so the government that released this statistic says the problem is there's not enough government to help all these people.
Of course, there's not.
Yeah, the lack of support groups for people. We need to have a new department in government that deals with those people who are now. The mental problems that people have, I do believe we have screwed that up. We have allowed government to close some of the sanctuaries, and I use that term sort of in general. There were sanctuaries for those who were mentally ill to be, and I do think that it was the job of the state to perhaps offer. I think we have to offer help to people who can't help themselves. That's,
yes.
I believe, that the credo of government and those of us who pay for it needs to be, we help those who cannot help themselves. Otherwise, if you're able physically or mentally to work, you are not entitled to anything. You're not entitled to unemployment. You're not entitled. You're just not entitled to it. Go find another job. There are plenty of them around. Why should I be giving you money for doing nothing but sitting around on your fat butt?
We have a commercial running in this area, and I would imagine that they're, I can't remember what the organization's name is, but the commercials that they have running are people who are disabled in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, like, for example, one of them, the woman comes on and she says, I can't read because of a disability. I can't do math, and I can't do whatever else, but I'm perfect for the job. I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right, you don't have to be able
and
to do
everything.
And then
another guy comes on and says, I'm blind, but I'm perfect for the job.
Yeah.
Because
it's a good
I'm
commercial,
perfect.
Actually.
Yeah. It's very, very engaging. And so they have all these people with all these different disabilities just saying that they are perfect. I'm perfect for you mm-hmm. and your job.
All right. So the stat, in addition to suggesting that the people who are out of the people who have a mental problem. Will you stop? Are you talking about being the shiny penny?
The whole point there is that it's a private organization helping people get jobs.
Right. All right. Good. If you listened and you want to go back to the podcast, if you didn't hear the last half hour conversation with Dr. Eck about who should be getting the help, the medical care that's available. Yeah, that was a good instructive conversation. It's hour number four, right? Hour number four,
mm-hmm.
if you want to download that. So, anyway, mental illness, unemployed, how they put it together. The government says it's lack of support for this group, and we need to do something about that. So, and the private study suggests that's what it's looking for. 60% of people with mental illnesses want to work. Two-thirds can successfully work if they are given appropriate support. So let's define appropriate support, because if we don't, the government will. They'll grab onto this. They'll latch onto it. They'll sink their teeth into it. This is a new program. We got to do what we can do for these poor people who can't get a job. Let's give them some kind of allotment. 2% of the people in the public mental health system get help. So why is that? We have a big budget. We have a big department, right? But we don't have facilities because they were all closed because it was felt that they were being unduly, what's the word I'm looking for? They were being ostracized from the general public because they were they had special consideration and they should just be out with the public. So how many people that are homeless are mentally ill? About all of them.
Not always.
No, I wouldn't.
Some people lose their home, and it's sad. Sir, I would say a majority of them.
Yeah.
It's probably the safer way.
Okay, thank you. Majority of those who are homeless are mentally ill. And that was brought about by
the some of them just checked out just because of life. I mean, but yeah.
Isn't that some sort of mental illness?
I don't think so. I think they are very capable. It's just that times got hard, and it's hard to fight back sometimes, and sometimes you just give in to life. I don't think that's a mental incapacity.
What do you think it is?
I think it's life is hard sometimes, and some people are well-equipped to fight back.
Would you call that depression?
Yes.
Then they're mentally ill, Rich.
They're not. Depression is not a mental.
Sure, it is.
It's an illness, but I wouldn't call them mentally ill.
It's a mental distraction. It's just like things. The continuing focus. I'm going to move on now, Richie. Thank you.
Okay, good.
The new theory that has come about as a result of this continuing focus on Benghazi, the people who want to sink, they speak about people sinking their teeth into something and not letting go. Come on, will you? There's nothing. You're going to bring back the people who are dead. So why are we continuing every day? Let's go get some more. We're going to embarrass Hillary Clinton. You're not going to. She's been embarrassed as much as she's going to be embarrassed. You can keep beating this. It's like beating a dead horse. Military commanders suggesting that the perpetrators of the assault on the CIA complex in Benghazi were probably different from those who attacked the diplomatic mission the night before. So that's something new. Mm. But what's that? How does that bring these people back?
I don't know that I'd agree with that. I wouldn't want to give up when we know that we had our government sitting there watching the attack happen.
We know that. We already know that. They were sitting on their duffs. They're horrible creatures. They're terrible administrators. It's a lousy government. We all know that.
Okay.
So what is going to change?
So should those people continue to govern
us? It doesn't make any difference because we went through this earlier, Richie. Were you not listening? People vote for people. It's a beauty contest. Black people voted for a black guy for president in spite of the fact that he was incompetent.
And women will vote for women and men will vote for men.
And women will vote for women.
Hillary
Clinton will win.
But anybody should be let off the hook.
It doesn't make any difference.
If they sat there, it's criminal.
Yeah, nah. Well, she wasn't a criminal. There may have been some criminal activities involved in this, but it wasn't her. Even if she was
You let our people die. You just sat there and watched them die.
No, she didn't do that. But there are people who did. There are people who did. And they will never be held accountable. Never. Any more than the people that run the VA
because
who are responsible for all the deaths. They're never
because
be held
we just go, let it go.
Right, we
no
do.
Big deal. Let it
yep,
go.
That's exactly what we do.
Well, that's what
we're
you're just
lazy.
Saying right now, so.
I am saying that. I'm not saying it's right. Yeah. I'm just telling you that's the way it is.
So.
Look at the reason that people vote for whoever they vote for. And then why do you think these politicians want to let all the aliens, the illegal immigrants in here? Because they'll all vote for them because they represent more of the same. That's what they represent. And look around. We're in the minority. In the primary season so far, there have been 293 seats that were in question in terms of primary challenges. Only two have seen upsets. The rest of them, they all made it through their primaries. 291 of the 293 that have been in primary races so far have made it through, the incumbents. So what the heck does that tell you about the IQ of the average American? People say, well, you're talking to your audience. Yeah, I hope I'm talking to the audience. And I keep talking about it, and yet things stay the same. It's very sad.
Bah.
The fellow, I was doing a sports report earlier, story at DougStefan.com this week about a New York man who was caught sleeping at the Yankees game against the Red Sox,
filed a
$10 million suit against the ESPN.
I don't think I understand that. Why did he file the suit for being shown?
It invaded his privacy.
They made fun of him.
They made fun of him.
He's sleeping at a ball game. He deserves it.
Well, they kind of went above and beyond. They were kind of attacking his weight and stuff like this. So it's not just, hey, look at the guy sleeping, ha, ha, ha. It was, hey, look at the fat guy sleeping, you know, and a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. But
so
how
that's,
would we have
that's
known
what
it?
He's suing for is the defamation.
How would we have known it was Dan Shulman? I'm sorry, Dan Shulman's the broadcaster.
Is defamation right. defamation if it's true?
Andrew Rector is his name. He admits he was briefly sleeping.
A cat nap.
It wasn't brief. It wasn't brief. They went back to him several times.
Yeah, they checked on him throughout the game. No, he was asleep for a while. But still, whatever.
All right, is it defamation if it's true, though?
What do they call him? A fat?
If you're
going to
call somebody fat on national television.
Cow.
No, it's rude and mean.
It's mean.
Can you sue people for being mean?
Yeah, you can sue people for anything.
Sure.
Whether you win or not.
Yeah, you can sue, but you won't win.
Yeah.
No, I think he'll probably get something. They'll probably settle.
Really?
Because they did say mean things about him.
Rich, you say mean things about me all the time. I'm going to sue you.
Go ahead.
What will I get? Nothing.
Probably not.
Maybe you should just settle with them, right?
Yeah, right. Settle. All right, so Jerry Sandusky's son is telling the story to Oprah, and that story's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around.
try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
How good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Bastard, Wisconsin.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. You know, luxury has nothing to do with dollars. Some mansions are nothing more than square footage, and some cottages are exquisitely designed. That's why our luxury home division focuses on more than cost to build. We look at uniqueness, historic value, architectural integrity. So whether your home is worth $500,000 or $5 million, if it deserves luxury treatment, call Williams & Williams at 1-800-590-0484. That's 800-590-0484.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
All right, so coming up a rather extensive television report. In the meantime, people are on pins and needles, Jennifer.
Yes, I have my fingers crossed. I have all of my Lucky Charms in front of me, Dougie, because
really?
It's the 66th annual Emmy Award nominations coming up today at 8:15. So get ready.
Why?
Eastern time, of course.
Okay. So
Mindy Kaling will be there. I love her.
You do?
Do you love her?
I like...
I haven't seen that show yet, but it
looks
funny.
Supermarket guru, Phil Lempert. Mm-hmm. He's somebody that I like. He doesn't appear on the program, but his information appears on our website, DougStephan.com, every day, because this guy is so sharp. His office in Santa Monica is a very cool place to visit. You'd all enjoy going up and seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of products that come from people who are looking for distribution in supermarkets. Because Phil has made a case well for almost 30 years. He's made the case that there are various things that you can do well in the supermarket and other things you can't do well in the supermarket. And he teaches people how to shop. And one of the things, for example, if you look today, you'll see a list of the top five produce picks, the best produce for summertime.
I love good produce.
Yep, produce.
Produce.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you which of the supermarket guru's top five summer produce picks is your favorite. A, avocados. B, berries. C, melons. D, pineapples. E, kumquats.
Who picks kumquat?
Yeah, really. Come on.
Who likes a kumquat?
I mean, who even knows what a kumquat is?
It's a great word. I do. It's like a little orange, but you can eat the skin.
Yeah.
Yesterday's
poll at DougStephan.com, how many smartphones have you had in the last 5 years? Let's see. 25%. 30% said just one.
Wow.
2% said 25. Oh, wait a minute. 5% said two. Wait a minute. I didn't get that right. And time's up. 51 after the hour. Yeah, vote now.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Television time. Jennifer Horn in charge of the info on Good Day. And Meghan McCain is in the news today. We seem to have a lot of focus on The View this week, Jen.
It is. You know, they do hot topics. This is the hot topic. Meghan McCain is now the latest to be considered for The View. I don't know about this one. She says she's a conservative, but she's very socially liberal. She believes, big proponent of gay marriage. She believes in...
What's wrong with that?
But nothing. She's pro-life.
They're not finding a Sarah Palin. They're finding somebody that will get along with Rosie a little bit more.
Well, and here's why. Because Rosie O'Donnell's deal is done, but she's got a couple of stipulations in her contract that are a direct hit at Elizabeth Hasselbeck. One, she has to have control over whoever gets picked to sit at the table. And two, they can't be a former reality star. That's a total hit on Elizabeth, who used to be on Survivor. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I thought it was guests couldn't be reality
stars. No.
Wow.
They couldn't hire a former
reality.
What a witch. Yeah, right?
And I wouldn't have anybody telling me how to run my program.
She would never hire Sarah Palin, so I don't know that she'd ever sign off on that. But, you know, I still think it's going to be interesting to see how it goes down with her and Whoopi. I wonder how long that will last.
Basically, they're going to force her to get somebody in there that will be... soft.
Yeah, I think so.
And that she'll be able to control, and it'll be Rosie's show again.
And that could be Meghan McCain. Now, Elizabeth Hasselbeck yesterday was on. She's on vacation, her new job over at the Fox Morning Show. But she called into the channel to give her opinion about the Rosie hiring. And she said, quote, "Herein comes to the View the very woman who spit in the face of our military, spit in the face of her own network, and really spit in the face of a person who stood by her and had civilized debates for that time that she was there, coming back with a bunch of control, ready to regain the View at the seat at the table." She said it would be in Rosie's best interest not to test Whoopi Goldberg. Kind of interesting.
I do believe
like
Whoopi would win that fight.
I think
so
too.
Yeah. Comcast, the Time Warner Cable Comcast merger not going so well. You're in the cable business. What do you and your father say about this?
Well, not a lot of people like this merger because it makes a really gigantic, gigantic cable provider. And probably the loudest opponent to it this week has been Dish Network. Charlie Ergen at Dish Network has come out saying he's going to fight as much as he can to make sure that this merger doesn't go through. But I hate to tell Charlie this. It's going to go through.
And well, that's the government getting bought off. Opinion polls consistently showing that this there's no public support for this at all. People are sick and tired, and they're looking for any way they can to get around having to deal with these companies because it's like dealing with Verizon.
The cut the cable. Everybody's cutting the cable.
Yeah.
The only reason you need cable is for live programming, and anybody who doesn't care about live programming is just going to Netflix and all online.
But Kenny needs it to get the internet.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, there is a great value in cable. It's just having these big companies doesn't do anybody really any favors because it's just it's lack of competition. But that said, cable is conglomerating because people now have other choices. They can do Netflix or Hulu. And so that's why you're seeing less and less cable providers because people are consuming them less. So.
All right. It's interesting.
Oprah. Should we talk about
Oprah?
Yeah,
let's do Oprah.
Okay. So Oprah, on her own channel, is going to air an interview, easy for me to say, with Matthew Sandusky. He's the adopted son of Jerry Sandusky, who was just convicted not too long ago, 45 counts of sexual abuse. Matthew Sandusky was one of six adopted children that Jerry and his wife had. And apparently, he was abused himself by Jerry. He said that it was like a nighttime ritual from the time he was 10 on. It would be like just their bedtime routine.
Why is Jerry Sandusky still alive? But you said it just isn't just at all. He's been in the slammer for over a year.
Well,
why
I know,
is
but
he
didn't
still
he
alive?
Just get convicted of 40? I mean, like the additional count?
No, he didn't
count?
Just.
Yeah, well, I guess it was 2 years ago.
He won't last.
It's amazing that he already has, because usually sexual predators don't do too well in prison. But these little sneak peeks from the interview talks about his grooming, his control, manipulation all by his father. So, kind of yucky.
Jimmy Fallon. Interesting news about him, Jen.
Yeah, he talks less than everybody else, Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
In a study, in somebody who has way too much time on their hands, somebody measured who talks most and who talks least in late-night TV. And Jimmy Fallon talks less than everybody, including Jay Leno. He only talks 37% of the time, down from 51% of the time. That's how much Jay Leno spoke. And
why would anybody care about
who
this?
Cares and who's counting, right?
All right, what's the Stand Up to Cancer special?
Well,
I remember this from last year. Don't
you remember? Yeah, it's a special that it goes on TV. They make a ton of money for cancer research, $260 million last year.
See, they don't use it for research. They use it to this is one of those things. It's kind of like the breast cancer people. They use it to keep themselves going.
Well,
I've heard good things about the Stand Up for Cancer
thing. It's coming up to TV on September 5th. It's got lots of celebrities attached. Halle Berry, Beyonce, Jennifer Aniston, Jessica Biel, Selma Hayek. They'll all be there. Tim McGraw. Mm-hmm. So be a big deal. All networks will be a part of it. ABC, CBS, NBC.
59 after the hour on...
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.